time or future, past, present and future. The real principles of life, they are the same. It does not change. Millions of years ago, the past and present and future as they were, at the present moment also, the same past, present and future as they were. So, there is no question of modern age or past age. The nature's law is the same. Millions of years ago, the sun was rising early in the morning, and it is rising early in the morning at present moment. There is no change. Millions of years ago, all living entities were interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The same thing is going on. There is no change. So, Krishna spoke all these words 5,000 years ago, apart from taking account of millions of years, because nature's law is the same. So, even in those days, 5,000 years ago, you will find the demonic people as they are now. These words about the demons. There are demons like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa. So many demons there were, historical demons. But their process of life was the same as the modern demons. There is no change. Therefore, Shastra means it is for all the time. Not that Shastra was meant in the past for something else, and now something else. That is not the path. That is mean Shastra, that it does not change the time, place and atmosphere. According to that, everything is the same. Now formally, it is said, Annayana Artha Sanchaya. To secure money by black market. Annayana. Nyay means legal and annay means illegal. So, Annayana Artha Sanchaya, the practice was there also at that time. It may be a small scale, but the same thing is going on at the present moment, which is known as black market. Black market means Annayana Artha Sanchaya. Getting money by unfair means. That is called Annayana Artha Sanchaya. Annay means illegal. Naya means legal. So, these demons who are very much eager to accumulate money by black market, they are chintam aparimiya, immeasurable anxiety. Anything you do in the material world, there will be chinta, anxiety. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness movement, the movement, all the activities, they are not material. They are all spiritual. But still, because it is being enacted in the material world, we have also so much anxiety. Because we are in the material world. Although that anxiety also bhakti. That is nothing else. That is not material. When we are anxious how to protect the property, how to push on this movement, how people will take it, what line of action we shall take, this is not anxiety. But that anxiety is for Krishna. Therefore it is bhakti. Anxiety, even in Vrindavan, there is anxiety. Radharani is in anxiety. Krishna is not here. How Krishna will come? The gopis are also in anxiety. Gopis are so in anxiety that about them it is said that when Krishna used to go to the forest for tending the cows, so gopis were thinking at home that Krishna's feet is so soft that we hesitate to take his feet on our breast. But he is now walking in the forest and there were so many stones and twigs and they are giving pain to the Krishna's lotus feet. And thinking like this, they fainted. This is Gopi. Krishna is out of the village and they are at home and they are thinking of Krishna and they fainted. This is also anxiety. So much anxiety that fainted. But that is for Krishna. Therefore, gopis are exalted. Ramma kasi dupasana brajavadhu vargabhijakul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommends there is no better type of worshipping Krishna than it was planned by the gopis. So there is also anxiety. So, anxiety is spiritual anxiety and material anxiety. Spiritual anxiety means you are advancing in spiritual life. And material anxiety means you are going downhill. So, chinta purimeyancha. But we are speaking of the demons, materialistic person. Demon means materialistic person. Who are simply busy for this temporary bodily comfort. They do not know anything else. The body is material. Therefore, all these activities for the comforts of the body, that is demon. More or less. So, chinta, the demons, they have anxiety. Everyone has anxiety. But their anxiety, apurimeya. Just an ordinary man, he has got some anxiety. How to maintain my family? How to get some money to maintain family like that? But the demons, they are immeasurable, unlimited. You'll find big businessmen, they have got very, very long project. How to do this, how to do this, how to increase this factory, how to make it world round, and so on, so on, so on. There is no limit of anxiety. Chinta apurimiyam. So, unlimited means they have no idea of future life, they do not believe mostly at the present moment. Formerly they used to believe. Even these asuras, Kamsa was a great asura, but still he was thinking of future life. When he was informed that his sister's son, eighth son, will kill him. So you are trying to kill his sister. Because sister is the source of the nephew coming, so better I finish the sister. So still you are thinking what people will say, I shall kill my sister. So they are also thinking of future. But at the present moment, the asuras are so advanced that they don't think of future life. Don't think. Therefore, pralayantam. Pralayantam means annihilation. Sadatadabhava-bhavi. The result is, at the same time, because at the time of death, jamjana-bhavam smaran loke tajatanti kalevaram. Pralayantam means at the time of death, when we give up this body. Upasita. Then we get a similar body. Next life. That is, I mean to say, arranged by the nature's law. Nature has nothing to do. It will automatically follow. Just like you infect some disease, nature's law is that you must suffer from that disease. Nobody has got to do anything. The law is so. Nature's law is like that. If you take more food than you can digest, then immediately there will be dysentery. This is nature's law. If you take more than you can digest, then immediately there will be indigestion. You cannot assimilate so much food. That is nature's law. If you touch fire, either you touch or your innocent child touch, the fire will burn it. Fire will not consider that here is a child, let me excuse. No, it will burn. This is nature's law. Similarly, the thoughts which you are maintaining during your lifetime, if that thought becomes prominent, naturally it becomes, at the time of death, then you are going to get a similar body. If you are thinking like a demon, then you get the demon's body next life. And if you are thinking like a devotee, then you get your next life back to home, back to God. This is nature's law. Therefore, if you practice, instead of thinking like the demon, how to gratify senses, that is the demonic thought. They are concerned with this body. If you think of Krishna, how to serve him, that is your perfection of life. Because you think at the time of death of Krishna, Ante Narayana Smriti, that is the perfection of life. Ante, at the time of death, if you remember Krishna, then your life is successful. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mami iti kauntiya. So, we have to do like that, not like the asuras or demons. Thinking must be there. But if you think of this body, have to keep it very comfortably, have to enjoy senses, how to have more money, how to have more men or women, how to see naked dance, how to do this. Then you will be a demon. And at the time of death, naturally we shall think of, then I get again demonic life, or animal life, or tree life. There are so many different forms of life that is in our presence, before us. There are so many examples. If you get a life of a tree, naked, tree is naked. It's not the same to remain naked. And for 10,000 years, you stand up. Where from this life comes? It requires thought. Why the world is not full of one kind of forms of life? Why there are different types of life? Because different desires. And nature's law. Nature's law, there is no excuse, the same thing. That if a child even touches fire, nature is not very merciful. It will burn. Similarly, at the time of death, we have to think very rightly. That is required. That is human life. You have to train yourself in such a way that at the time of death, you think of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna advises, manmana bhavamad bhakta, manmana bhavamad, madhyadi mang namaskuru, mami vaishyasi, asamsan, without any doubt. If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, which is known as Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka means, kuntha means this anxiety. And Vaikuntha, vigata kuntha, vigata means without. There is no more any anxiety. That is Vaikuntha Loka, spiritual world. Material world is kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety, full of anxiety. And Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety. Everything is freedom. Sat-chit ananda. Vaikuntha life means sat-chit ananda. Krishna's body is sat-chit ananda vigraha. Not only Krishna's body, anyone who lives in the spiritual world, his body is spiritual body. And spiritual body means sat-chit ananda. Sat means eternal. Spiritual body never annihilates. The material body annihilates. Every one of us, we have got now material body. It will annihilate. But in the spiritual world, when you have got spiritual body, it does not annihilate. Eternal. Eternal life. And chit means knowledge. So in this material body, we have no knowledge. Even if we have got imperfect knowledge, limited knowledge, but in the spiritual life, you have got full knowledge. That is spiritual life. And ananda. Here is no ananda. In this material world, ananda means pleasure, bliss. But here it is not possible. First of all, you have to die. You may manufacture some so-called ananda, but you'll die. Now suppose you are dancing here, and if you understand that immediately death will take place, then you shall not be able to enjoy the dance. Immediately the anxiety will come. So here ananda, there is no ananda. Why there is ananda? This body is subjected to so many material conditions of life. We become hungry, we become thirsty, there is death, there is fearfulness, there is enemy, and so many things. If you study analytically, that this body is simply meant for suffering. So where is ananda? There is no ananda. There is no complete knowledge. There is no eternity. Therefore, it is called material. Just the opposite is spiritual life. That's opposite. There is no death, eternity. So, civilization means that the process by which we can transfer ourselves from this non-permanent life to permanent life. Life of ignorance to life of knowledge. Life of suffering to life of enjoyment. That is spiritual life. So everyone, every human being should be intelligent. So this is my position. So what is the use of living like a demon? Here is Krishna. He says that you just become my devotee. You just think of me. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Always think of me, manmana. And madhvakta, my devotee, madhyaji, worship me, maang namaskuru, offer obeisances unto me. If you follow this principle, then maami vaishasya, you come to me. So, why not sacrifice one life for Krishna consciousness? So far, the bodily enjoyment, especially sex enjoyment, we had in dog's life, cat's life, in beast's life. So if by restricting this kind of sex life, little organized, if I can get back to home, back to garden, and solve all the problems of life, is it not the decision of the intelligent man? Why should I give me away to the animal life? Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. Vishaya means the four necessities of material life. That is called vishaya. Vishaya, what are the four necessities? That so long you have got this material body, we have to eat. We cannot starve. That is not possible. So similarly, we have to take rest, sleeping. And similarly, we have to enjoy or give satisfaction to our senses. And similarly, we have to depend. This is called vishaya. The Shastra said, that is viṣaya khalu sarvatasya. In any form of life, you will get full facilities for the bodily necessities of life. Full facilities. Just see the birds and bees. They have no anxiety for maintaining the body, for fulfilling the necessities of life. Early in the morning, they are not anxious. They dance. And they start, and they fly to somewhere in any tree, and the fruit is there. A little fruit that is sufficient. And they are eating and sleeping, any tree, and they sit down on the top and sleep. So eating, sleeping, and mating, the other sex is born along with the bird. At least two legs, eggs are there. One male, one female. So he has no anxiety for sex. He has no anxiety for eating. He has no anxiety for sleeping. And defense, everyone knows. All birds, beasts know how to defend himself. The birds in the ground, eating something, as soon as it sees some danger, immediately go up. That is, it depends. So, Shastra says, therefore, that these four necessities of life, you'll get any form of life. Any insignificant form, a very important form, it doesn't matter, you'll get all this. This is arranged. You have no anxiety for that. Krishna has given you. Just like even if you are put into the jail life, prison life, for these things, government has arranged already. In the jail life, there is eating, sleeping, arrangement. So, for these things we should not be very much anxious. That is human life. Simply he has to see intelligently things, how things are going on. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Out of that, the human forms in different status, 400,000. And 8 million, they are lower animals. Bird, beast, aquatics, insects, serpents, so many. There are 8 million. The number of, you can see, the number of human beings, the other beings, just like even a small ant, from your room, thousands of small ants will come out. But in that room, as human being, you cannot be more than 2-3. That is the nature's way. You'll find so many sparrows, so many other birds, bees, even elephants. So, they are getting their food, they are getting their sleeping accommodation, their facility for such life, and they know how to defend. So, human life is also meant for like that. Simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the modern civilization has gone down so low that they are very much anxious. Therefore it is said, chinta parimeyancha. How to arrange for eating, how to arrange for sleeping. Not only for me, but for my son, for my grandson, for my dear grandson. Chinta parimeyancha. Why you are so much in anxiety? Who is your son? Who is your grandson or great-grandson? We by chance, we have come together, and after death, like football, it will be suited to somewhere we do not know. Who can say, my father is there or my grandfather is there? It is the example given just like some straw. They mix together in the waves. And again by the waves they are thrown here and there. No assembly. So the material life is that. Material life, by chance, we have come in a family or in a nation or in a community. But this will be, after some years, it will be broken. And everybody will be thrown in the laws of nature. You do not know where, according to his karma. Now I am father, his son. But after that, my son may become demigod, I may become a dog. Then where is my relationship? Everything is broken. And here I may keep this photo of my father, and father may be rotting somewhere as a dog. You cannot avoid these laws of material nature. This is called Maya. Actually, we are busy with something which is not permanent, a temporary arrangement by the laws of nature. Therefore, those who are too much full of anxiety for all these things, they are called demons. Chinta aparimiyant. Your chinta will not act You may think, for the safety or satisfaction, but that does not mean we should neglect our duty. As far as possible, we should be detached. It is not that because all these are temporary arrangements, we should not be unfaithful to our family member, to our children, to our wife. That's duty we should take care. But we should not be simply absorbed in such thought. Our other business is how to become fit for going back to home, back to God. So we should fully utilize this human form of life in Krishna consciousness, and the process is always thinking of Krishna. Instead of thinking woman and money, that is also difficult also. The Maya is so strong that as soon as I am sitting in a solitary place, then I think of money and woman. Therefore, we should live always in assembly and chant Hare Krishna and save ourselves from the danger of material fall down. Thank you.